Rooney Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Lisa in Texas. And yeah, there's a lot of psyops going on. And as I mentioned, I think just even last Friday, the U.S. government is terrified of a peaceful revolution. They can't stop it.
Right.
As more and more Americans are standing arm in arm and saying, we're not going to be the wallet of last resort for Wall Street's crimes and corruptions. We're not going to go on being the wallet of last resort for Israel. We're not going to go on being the walking wallet for the out-of-control debts of the federal government. It's not even a question anymore of whether we want to or not. We just don't have it. And we're leading to the point where all those foreign investors who've parked trillions of dollars in the United States of America on the promise that they can keep all their profits and all the losses will be covered by the American taxpayer, they're going to realize the federal government can no longer make good on that. They're going to yank their money. The banks will be instantly insolvent. The whole thing's going to come crashing down, and we can start building a new country. The federal government doesn't know how to stop that. So they need a violent revolution to justify a crackdown, and I think that's the reason we're starting to see this kind of propaganda come out.
Yeah, it is so Alex Jones. There's another, as I was reading
Let's be nice to our fellow travelers on the path to the Republic.
I know. You didn't say that. I did. But I see this meme being created all over the place in the Patriot movement that, you know, well, it's inevitable that we're going to have a bloody and violent revolution. And, you know, I don't want to be put under martial law either. But, you know, that's exactly what the powers that be want, because bloody revolutions always end poorly. I was looking at the cast button. And at the bottom of the list of the cast members for this trailer, it says, report all suspicious activity to your authorities. It's the law. I mean, it's creepy. And, you know, that's what I'm – there's also a new show coming out this fall on one of the networks. I think it's NBC, called Revolution. And it is another – you know, it's a scenario that's 15 – set at in 15 years after an EMP, explosion. So, of course, the grid's been down for 15 years. And you see, you know, what you see again. You see these militia people, you know, going around and killing people. And so they are really implanting this self-fulfilling prophecy that they want.
Did you see that other show that NBC is putting out? I'm not surprised their ratings are in the Al-Qaeda right now. What is it called? Stars Earn Stripes. And this is like offending the military. I'm certainly not going to watch either of those things. But you are absolutely correct. The U.S. government is desperate for there to be some kind of a violent uprising that they can then crush down, declare martial law, suspend the Constitution, and say, you know, you are all now serfs. You will turn over all of your work product to the U.S. government so we can pay back the private central bankers who printed up all that money out of ink and paper, out of thin air, to loan to us at interest, and now we must pay it back with your blood, sweat, and tears here. And remember, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts told us on the show, the Treasury Department has created a Treasury bond bubble. There aren't enough people in this country, you know, even at 90% taxation rates, to ever pay back all those Treasury bonds. And as soon as those foreign investors realize it, that it's been bubbled up, there will be a crash on that very quickly.
Right. Well, in regards to your question, yes, you're right. And this follows that thought you mentioned earlier, you know, I realize as well that Israel would love nothing more than to create another false flag attack with a nuclear weapon, you know, just because they love it. But if they can't seem to pull that off, do you think that they could resort to, well, they could, but do you think another possibility would be a false flag attack in the form of a triggered financial attack, because obviously all of their
they couldn't blame that on Iran.
Well, you're right.
Okay, Lisa, we got to take a break here. Yeah, a false flag attack is going to have to be perceived by the population as a direct physical threat, either a nuclear bomb or a germ attack. I would tend to think probably the latter is more likely. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned
in fast. In Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking with Lisa in Texas, and I think the reality here is, as you've already said, we live with these governments that rule by fraud and deception and the artificial creation of an enemy or a crisis that we must all work together and donate our money and our obedience in order to deal with. And yet, as we've seen time and again, whether it's Katrina, the Gulf oil disaster, the radiation from Fukushima, this government can't actually deal with their real crisis. All they can do is create these scarecrows to scare us into obedience, and that's wearing out. Because people are more and more, they're beginning to see it's all fraud and a hoax. This government can't keep the roads repaired. They can't keep the trains running. They can't keep the bridges from collapsing. They can't keep the electricity turned on. All they can do is scream, "Ooh, evil Arab Muslims," and throw more of our children's lives under the bayonets of Israel's enemies. And I think that's a government that definitely does not serve the American people any longer.
Right. Absolutely. Have you seen the advertisement for this video DVD product that is sold called The Harbinger?
No, I have not.
Oh, gosh. Well, anytime you see that advertised on a site, I would definitely be very suspicious of that, of the owners of the site, and maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe they're just a little bit disinformed. misinformed, but it is a DVD set. I was loaned a copy. These people wanted me to watch it. Basically the premise, the premise is that God gave Israel, you know, way back when, God gave Israel 9 harbingers, warnings of impending doom should they not turn from their evil ways and, you know, worship him correctly. And that is what he thinks. This rabbi is saying that he thinks that is what America is experiencing, the same thing. And the main underpinning premise is that, well, 9/11 was the beginning of these harbingers. This was the first one.
I know where you're going with this, and the hurricanes and the sinkholes and everything else are all because you're not doing what Israel says. I think one of our Congress critters said exactly the same thing, that all of these troubles America was suffering was because we weren't supporting Israel enough here. And one of the things that really makes the situation very unstable is starting with the issuance of the Scofield Bible. Israel has successfully subverted and infiltrated and exploited Christian religious myth to serve Israel. And we have this large group of people, Christian Zionists, running around the country who are absolutely convinced that if they help Israel set fire to the entire planet, that Jesus is going to come down after it's all over and invite them up to the big house.
Oh, yes. I'm surrounded by that on a daily basis, Michael. I'm a Christian, but I am not a mind-controlled, deceived one. I have a brain. God gave me a brain, and I use it. And I'm not a Zionist at all, obviously. But I'm surrounded by that. And it's daunting to try to change these people's, to help these people understand that they have been deceived. It's hard.
That's the problem. You're dealing with beliefs. You're not dealing with rational people. You're dealing with beliefs. And beliefs are tools of enslavement.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but because once you believe in something, it's beyond all argument. And, we are literally bribed from childhood to allow beliefs to dominate our thought processes. Believe in the fat guy at the North Pole, you get toys. Believe in the Easter Bunny, you get candy. Believe in the Tooth Fairy. All the time we're taught, believe, so that becomes what controls our minds. We do not allow rationality and logic and thought and analytical critical thinking to dominate our thought processes. It's always belief in the flag, belief in benevolent government, belief in a truthful corporate media. And, you know, we're taught to believe at a very young age before we realize the big people are full of it. And so our personalities grow up around those core beliefs, and those core beliefs hold us as a prisoner.
Right.
And I seek a world absent of all belief. And I don't think human civilization will ever truly be free or even advanced or even civilized until we have completely abandoned belief as a mode of thought process.
Well, I guess I would, I try to hold belief loosely and in with a balance of reason and critical thinking as well. I may not agree with that, but I do understand what you're saying, and there is a lot of, you have a lot of things to back that up as a possible course. But, I think it's possible to have a spiritual a belief without becoming a mind controlled slave. We were created with a brain and we misuse it. But people just get.
Well, let me meet you halfway on this. Let me meet you halfway on this and say that spirituality and morality aren't necessarily a belief. It is a moral choice. And people can arrive at a decision to be moral people from a point of view of rationality and logic as to what is best for society as a whole. And so I don't think necessarily belief relates to how you're living your life. That really is a choice, and it can be arrived at through non-belief methods. And I think that's one way to reconcile that question of spirituality versus an abandoning of complete blind belief. But again, I think belief causes far more damage and enslavement in the human population than it does good, because people very often believe in totally absurd things, and on the basis of the belief in absurdities, they can be convinced to commit atrocities. We're going to let you go. We got another caller waiting on the line here.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first, have you gotten to the what is this new latest spy stuff that they're talking about that was leaked by WikiLeaks, the wire or something?
Trap wire.
Have you talked about that already? Because I just tuned in about a half an hour ago.
Well, I talked about it last week, and I think it's in another in a long series of bluffs by the U.S. government. We are watching you. We are reading everything. We are seeing everything you do. Don't do anything that the government won't like because we will find out.
Hey, you know, that's not very patriotic of you to shoot holes in their inflatable tanks.
I like that.
Tanks, man. You don't be shooting holes in their inflatable tanks. They did that in World War II, of course. They had put inflatable tanks up on before the beach at Normandy.
Oh, they did. It was tremendous deception. I actually wrote a screenplay when I was still in Hollywood and on good terms with everybody. I wrote a screenplay about one of those battalions, about how they literally bluffed the Germans into running from an attack that was completely fake. And it was a good story, and I don't know why they didn't go for it, but I guess war movies were out right now. I guess if I was still on good terms in Hollywood, this thing would really sell. But, yeah, there was a lot of deception and fraud. And, you know, there's a big business in making decoy tanks and decoy airplanes and all the rest of it. It's a huge subset of the military industry right now. Well, they even put heaters in them now to fool the infrared sensors on enemy incoming missiles.
My favorite, though, is the joke warfare. I think that was the most promising part of warfare. You know, if you follow
The world's most lethal joke.
The flipper.
Yeah, the Monty Python episode.
That was promising. I think, you know, technology that they did. They should have followed through with that, but one of the things that you talked about there with the previous caller was this new NBC TV scenario, and of course, there's lots of science fiction that falls apart, you know, in its plausibility. And I have not seen any realistic mentioning of what the heck is going to happen to all this various toxic infrastructure if we were to have one of these types of scenarios, you know, where you have an electromagnetic pulse or a massive solar magnetic storm, you know, on the scale of, what was it, the superstorm of 1859 that set all the telegraph offices on fire, and the aurora borealis could be seen as to read a newspaper by in Alabama. But there's, and you can go to the National Regulatory Commission's website, there's a couple of activists, radio hosts that have kind of jumped on this a little bit and exposed it somewhat. Mm-hmm. There, you know, the National Regulatory Commission freely admits that there's over 100 fuel pools that are at capacity, and you can bet that these fuel pools' capacity has been tweaked with since they were originally engineered.
You're talking about nuclear reactor fuel pools. Yeah, it's a major problem. It's a major problem. And, of course, they've got that sinkhole down in Louisiana right now, which is on the verge of breaching, a nuclear waste dump site used by, I think, the company's Texas Brine. And it's low-intensity radioactivity in there, but it's still radioactive waste that they've been pouring into this hole for all this time. And now this new sinkhole might actually breach it. Apparently, they're already getting radioactive readings coming out of the material in the sinkhole. So it's an ugly, ugly mess.
And it gets
mess.
Into the aquifer. I mean, we've got a nuclear waste dump here, and I've been trying to get this retired computer guy to email me that he says that there was tritium found in the aquifer underneath of Columbus, Ohio, and they tried to blame it on something else. But he says that it's the mixture of particles comes from a nuclear waste dump that is local to where I'm at in northern Kentucky. That it is sunk down into the underground aquifers and over 40, 50 years.
Yeah, tritium does not occur in nature in any kind of sizable amounts. It is extremely rare, you know, to find it in the world's oceans. So if there's a high concentration, it's from something synthetic. The good news is tritium has a half-life of about, I think it's 12 years. So,
well, that means it's,
you know,
migrating.
It's not like some of this other stuff they get out there that just, it's the gift that keeps on giving for billions and billions of years.
It's migrating pretty darn quick then, though, if it's made it, you know, if it's still detectable, you know, 12
is there,
years.
Is there any fracking going on there?
No, well, there is.
We got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay, hang on.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to get to this story about Social Security. I've been meaning to get to this for a while. The United States has now crossed a line where people who are retiring today and presumably into the future will get less money back from Social Security than they paid into the system over their careers. Now, remember, when Social Security was originally set up, the idea was that we pay payroll deductions. That's your money that they're playing with. They would take that money. The government would take that money. They would invest it wisely so that you would get a return. You would be able to get more back from Social Security than you paid in, because there'd be interest bearing and investments and all the rest of that stuff. It didn't work out that way, because back in the 1990s, actually in the 1980s, I'm sorry, back in the 1980s, Social Security taxes were increased because it was known we were going to have all these baby boomers starting to retire, and the cash flow in the Social Security Trust Fund would go negative, and they were trying to prepare for it. starting in the Clinton administration, the federal government started dipping into that Social Security cash buildup, started borrowing it, is what they called it. They borrowed it. And that's how Bill Clinton got his so-called federal budget surplus. He was running around toward the end and said, we had a budget surplus. Aren't we great? It's the economy, stupid. And everyone said, yeah, great. Proved he could do it. But he basically did it by embezzling the retirement money of working Americans. And the reason we say embezzle is because when you borrow money at the height of what are supposed to be economic boom times, when are you ever going to be able to pay it back? And the answer is never, which is exactly what happened. Now the economy is tanked. And the federal government is looking around for somebody they can default on. Who have we borrowed money from that we can default on that they can't do anything to us? Oh, the retirees. They can't affect our credit rating. They can't invade. They can't repossess. And so they're basically going to stiff the Social Security recipients. And it's because that money, your money, was looted by the government to go pay its bills, and now they can't pay it back. And so they're defaulting on you is basically what they're doing here. Now, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here. Bob in the Mediterranean. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, I'm an old-time member of your site. And if you hear me a little bit off or if it cuts out, it's because I'm calling through some secure tunnel with a server in the U.S. and some weird program. So I'm sorry if it goes bad. But anyway, the reason I was calling is I heard this guy mention this thing about trap wire, and every few months in the past, I would say 15 years or something like that, there is a story that says, oh yeah, quantum computing is going to break all encryption and everything like that. It always goes like that. Oh yeah, they're watching everything you do. Okay, that's fine. But what I'm trying to say is that encryption works, right? And don't shy away from using it. Because basically what happened is, I mean, I've been programming since, I don't know, late 70s, so I'm kind of like a weird nerd computer guru dude.
Yes,
and I remember very clearly in the mid-early 90s, when strong encryption was first made available to the people, that the U.S. made like a huge deal about not exporting this technology, right? They consider it actually like almost like nuclear weapons. But
yes,
the genie got out of the bottle. Basically, the actual encryption methods were actually not even created by Americans out of the blue. Some guy in Holland created one,
yeah,
which was better. That was PGP, and then some guy in India and whatever, and the Russians and whatever. So basically, what they're trying to do since that time is they're trying to tell everybody that no matter how well you have encrypted your crap, we will still, get your data. And that is actually not true, 100% not true. So I would suggest that if you got important emails, important things to send to your friends, whatever, pictures of you taking a pee on a dog or whatever, just crazy.
Oh, that's
like
more
that
than I needed to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Well, stuff like that you actually, it would be a great idea for you guys always to communicate using BGP with keys that are not published. That means you just exchange keys by yourselves.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you. First of all, we're going to have the ASPCA down on our case over that comment about the picture of the dog. But the reality is, if you need secure communication, the last thing you want to do is use any one of these so-called standard encryption technologies, whether it's PGP, public key, DES, any of those things. Because for the government to decode a message, they have to solve two problems. First of all, they have to figure out the methodology. Then they have to find the key. If they've got the methodology, finding the key is just a matter of brute force computational power. And we know the NSA has 3 acres of computers, of supercomputers, that they can put to this task, plus whatever the mythical quantum computing. I don't know what the state of the art on that one is. So if you need secure encryption, you need to develop your own. And as a matter of fact, a good example of that would be the history of World War II and the German Enigma machine, which is considered extremely simple by today's standard. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about codes and encryption and the difficulty of reading an encrypted message if you don't know the method. If you know the method, breaking the code is easy. Just finding the keys, that's just brute force. And a good example of that, of course, would be the German Enigma machine that was used to great effect in World War II. And if you remember the history of the Enigma machine, the Allies had no success against it until an actual machine was captured on board a U-boat. And once they had the machine, they could figure out the methodology. And once they had the methodology, they built this huge machine. It was nicknamed the bomb because it was all mechanical relays and it was ticking and everything. But they were able to brute force the keys using this machine at Bletchley Park. At the close of World War II, the United States and Great Britain made presents of captured German Enigma machines to all of their friendly governments, not bothering to tell them that they knew how to break the messages. There was another scandal where this European company called Crypto SA, which was manufacturing and selling an updated Enigma machine, was bribed by the National Security Agency to build a backdoor in it so that messages using this machine could be read. We all know about the work reduction packet inside the DES standard to provide the encryption keys to the government. The same thing when they were coming out with the Clipper chip and they were going to have the key escrow where they would split the key in two and put it with two very trustworthy U.S. government agencies to protect the privacy of individual citizens. And they didn't mention that if you have one half of the key, you could brute force the other half. So the U.S. government has a very long history of defeating encryption by backdoors, by knowing the weaknesses, by designing weaknesses in there. I'll give you another good example. When digital cell first came out and that was supposed to be encrypted, it was the standard was originally a 16-bit encryption key. And yet all the encryption keys were set with the high-order bits to zero. So it was really only an 8-bit key, which means brute forcing it virtually in real time became quite possible. So if you're using PGP or DES or any of these off-the-shelf encryption systems, the government is going to know the methodology. And that means that, yeah, it's just a matter of racking together enough computer power to break those keys. I am still of the opinion that this whole Bitcoin mining operation was really about breaking public keys. Because it's sort of conventional wisdom that the private keys for public key cryptography are private and the public keys are public. But the reality is with enough computer power, you can derive the private key from the public key. And I think that's a big part of what was going on. And it's perhaps not coincidence that along with the popularity of Bitcoin mining, all of a sudden we started seeing all of these banks and financial centers getting hacked into and personal data being taken. So just a little word to the wise. If you really do have something that you need to keep secure over the Internet, you are far better off coming up with your own encryption system. And it doesn't have to be too complicated because you can take something encrypted with DES, then re-encrypt it with your own personal wrapper, and that will pretty much make it secure here. All righty, story that's just now breaking, and I wanted to get to this today. We're all aware that Mitt Romney, as part of his campaign to be president of the United States of America, went on over to Israel and said, Jerusalem's the capital, and I'll give you all the bombs you want and throw all of our children onto Israel's enemies. And he held numerous fundraisers over there in Israel. And he collected quite a bit of money from donors of whom only 10% were dual citizens, that is, citizens of the United States and of Israel at the same time. So that means the majority of the donors he met in Israel were Israelis donating money to his presidential campaign. Ah, but there's a little bit of a rub. Romney was over there, the first president to go around fundraising in a foreign country, supposedly because of the Citizens United decision that allow corporations unlimited freedom to support political causes and campaigns. Okay, but there was a court decision that was handed down by the United States Supreme Court, and it was a decision in a lawsuit called Blumen et al. Versus Federal Election Commission that reiterated Citizens United does not allow foreign campaign donations to American political campaigns. So basically, Mitt Romney's campaign has committed numerous felonies. It is a felony to use foreign campaign contributions in an American political campaign. And this is something that apparently Mitt Romney's legal advisors were not aware of or didn't consider. I guess they were operating on the theory that Citizens United allows money to come in from anybody around the world as long as it's a corporation. And the Supreme Court reaffirmed last January. That's not so. It is still a felony for foreign campaign contributions to be in an American political campaign. So Mitt Romney is, again, he's showing a callous, reckless disregard for the law. As long as the money comes in, that makes it okay, apparently, according to Mitt Romney here. All righty, let's see. More economic news. Motorola is getting ready to cut 4,000 jobs as part of its restructuring underneath Google. T-Mobile is reporting they're losing more and more of their long-term contract subscribers. People are going to T-Mobile for the pay-as-you-go cell phone services, which tend to be lower in cost. The long-term two-year contracts, you get a pretty cool new smartphone, and you sign up for a two-year contract, and then you get gouged for 24 months. Apparently, T-Mobile is losing their customers. So I guess sexing up that girl and putting her in black leather and everything really didn't work. Actually, I kind of liked her when she was, you know, white and pink and Very, very nice. The new image really doesn't play well at all. Federal Express is getting ready to offer their U.S. staff buyouts in a cost-cutting effort. They're going to go to their employees and say, we will give you so much money and you resign now peacefully. So Federal Express, when it absolutely positively has to be there sometime next week. I want to repeat a story. This needs to be kept out there in the public eye, and this has to do with Jamie Dimon last March in a private, no press, no public participation meeting at Harvard Law School, basically admitted that if FDIC were to take over J.P. Morgan, they would write down their assets by $150 billion. This basically means Jamie Dimon admitted J.P. Morgan's assets are overvalued by $150 billion, maybe the only thing keeping them technically, legally solvent. The problem is, if you overvalue your assets, the people whose assets, who have deposited their money in your bank or in your investment group, are expecting a higher rate of return, and they're not going to get it. So this cannot last very much longer. Meanwhile, the Obama campaign is out there trying to defend $700 billion in cuts to Medicare. We're going to give you less of your Social Security money back. We're not going to pay for your medical bills any longer. And that's just the way it is, because we have to send more money to Israel because they have only a $20 billion cash surplus to weather the coming war with Iran, so forth and so on. British Petroleum is selling their U.S. refinery and ARCO retail outlets to Tesoro, possibly as an aftermath of the fallout from the Gulf oil disaster. Meanwhile, down in Florida, there's an interesting little development. As you're probably aware, the banks have gone on this whole foreclosure binge, robo-signing false documents. And by the way, that appears to be happening also with lawsuits for credit cards that have gone into default. There's a robo-signing crisis building up there as well. Now, obviously, a lot of those mortgages are on condo units. People buy a condo unit, and they're living in it. They got neighbors, and there's something called the Homeowners Association. Now, when you are living in a condo with a Homeowners Association, you are expected to pay fees for the maintenance of the entire complex. That's part of the deal. And in your contract with the Homeowners Association, they can sue you for non-payment and, if necessary, put you into involuntary bankruptcy in order to collect your back Homeowners Association dues. Well, banks that have been seizing all these properties all across America have seized quite a few of these condos, and they're not bothering to make the payments to the Homeowners Association. And now, at least down in Florida, homeowners associations are starting to sue and foreclose on the banks for those arrears homeowners association fees. Remember what I said before, Obama's foreclosure settlement could get the banks off the hook criminally and state investigations, but they couldn't stop the civil lawsuits, and they're starting to pile up. They are starting to pile up. We got another caller on the line, David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Hey, a couple of different things. I heard you talking about Enigma, and I don't know if you've ever seen a book that was also written during World War II. I think it came out about 1943 or 44. It's called The Story of a Secret State, and this was written by a Polish underground fella. I think he was in the consular service of Poland and got captured by the Germans, then by the Russians, and he ended up in the Polish underground. But in this book, he claims that they found an Enigma machine, and they turned it over to Winston Churchill, but they didn't get credit for it. So I don't know really what the truth is, but if I remember right, in that book, they had one of the code books or one of the operational books to it. And so when you were talking about that they had to pound away at it, I'm not sure, like I say, I don't know which is the real truth about that.
Well, there may be a grain of truth in both sides. I was unaware that the Poles claimed to have captured an Enigma machine, but I do know the actual algorithm that was implemented at Bletchley Park was developed by a Polish citizen by the name of Kaczynski. And it was his analysis that allowed them to determine the length of the key being used, because that was variable in the Enigma. And so the Kaczynski analysis allowed them to derive the size of the key, and from then on, that made it a lot easier to simply search keys of just that length order to break it. So, yeah, there's probably a grain of truth to that story.
All right. Then the other thing, I don't know if you're keeping up with LIBOR.
Yes.
Yeah, for the other listeners that aren't aware of it, if you were able to go into an auction and put in a bid on some or put in a fake bid, have shills in the audience essentially creating fake bids, LIBOR is this a bourse, sort of a the interest rates of the world that was based in London, and essentially it's now been proven that for at minimum 4 years, LIBOR has been committing fraud in the interest rates and the bond rates of the world. The credit ratings of nations are dependent upon these fake numbers.
Yes.
And so there are a lot of different things that are coming into it. I see in the news this morning, I think it's 18 states are now suing to find out if the bond ratings that they've been paying for all of these years have been fraudulent. This is actually going to account for trillions of dollars worth of damages.
It absolutely is, and it's worse than just the bond ratings for those governments and people and institutions that had investments in mutual funds, money market funds. Their rate of return was driven downward. They got less money back on their investments because of the LIBOR rigging.
Right, much less that Greece and Italy and Spain and nations of the world are being dealt, some coup de grace based upon the falseness of LIBOR, because they were dealing with currency exchanges as well. And so if they were not only going to jack up the interest rates but also create fraudulent currency exchange rates, they could do a 1-2 punch to the value of a nation. Just to give some basic numbers, when George Bush came into office in early 2001, the U.S. dollar, it would take, I think it was 76 cents of a U.S. dollar would buy a euro. When Bush was at his worst, it was $1.87. So that's basically the U.S., the value of the United States had fallen by 2.5-fold because of his crummy actions. People didn't want to invest
in America. Now there are a lot of factors regarding the exchange rate over and above the LIBOR. But to get back to LIBOR, and then I got to let you go because the lines are loading up here.
Sure.
One of the darker secrets about the LIBOR is because these were being rigged, the people doing the rigging knew what the numbers were going to be ahead of everybody else, and they were just doing a lot of these currency exchanges, and they were doing a lot of credit swaps, and they were basically able to make a lot of money, game the system for more, well, out of knowing ahead of time what the LIBOR was going to be the next morning because they were involved in the rigging. And the whole thing was crooked from top to bottom. And the bankers and the governments are trying to pretend this really isn't an issue, but LIBOR has taken the gold medal away from the mortgage-backed security fraud as history's biggest financial swindle. It truly is global, and it's a good reason why we shouldn't allow global banking or global
government.
Well,
that's right. Although the way you've described it makes it look like it's a single day's worth of looting. But in fact, if you set the ratings, then all these other banks and institutions are locked into 30-year bonds or long-term debt based upon what happened on a single day. So the specifics of what day a LIBOR scandal happened or looting happened, fraudulent shills based upon what state was putting together bond issues or so there's a lot of business planning that got thrown into the air solely because of fraudulent numbers. All right, thanks.
Well, basically it's just the system is fraudulent all the way from top to bottom, and anybody who thinks it began only 4 years ago, absolutely not. At the very least, I think we can presume that the banks started engaging in fraud back in 2008 when they were struggling to survive in the aftermath of the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud.
Sure.
We got to let you go. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to take Mike in Illinois. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry. The question is, my mortgage is through J.P. Morgan, and you're talking about how they overpriced their assets, and let's hypothetically say if J.P. Morgan were to go bankrupt and would no longer exist, What would happen to my mortgage? Is it a house, or what would happen?
It would be sold off to one of the creditors who would then take it over. So you, as a personal homeowner, would not expect to see any significant relief if J.P. Morgan collapses. In fact, it might go the other way, that whoever buys your mortgage would come in and say, well, you know, we have to cover our costs and your mortgage payments are going to go up. If you have a question about that, if J.P. Morgan does collapse, you need to see a lawyer.
Okay. Thanks.
All right? All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We're going to take a break for commercials. And we'll be right back. I know we got another caller waiting to talk about the Curiosity Probe. We got a lot more stuff to talk about, the economy and the wars. Facebook's stock lockouts expire on Thursday. It's expected Facebook could simply vanish. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And obviously, the stock markets are subject to intense rigging right now because the banks own huge blocks of stock. And they are so heavily leveraged that even a 3 to 5% drop in the value of assets will render these banks instantly insolvent. So that's the reason why the stock market keeps getting shoved up and up. Didn't work today, obviously, but That's the reason there's so much rigging going on, because if the stock market were allowed to actually follow the value of the stocks, the banks would be gone already. We're going to grab a phone call. Ed in California. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Ed in L.A. Yeah,
yes.
That Mars rover, Curiosity, it sounds like NASA's got a lot of, maybe they should have, NASA should, like, come out of the closet because it's getting messy, too messy. $1 billion, I don't know the way you want to spin it. The Mars rover sucks.
First of all, I can assure you right now, the Martians did not get a penny of that money. And the cost of the Curiosity mission was $2.6 billion, and all of that money went into the salaries and paychecks of scientists and engineers in order to get this rover to Mars. And it is with virtually every space mission, the technologies developed to solve the problems of going to Mars have applications here on Earth and can lead to new products, new technologies, new industries, more jobs, more products to export. And you need to remember that wonderful tech boom of the 70s and 80s and 90s all came out of the technological fallout of the Apollo moon program. Because of the civilian space program, because it's taxpayer funded, all of the technology developed belongs to we the people. And there's a little journal they put out called NASA Tech Briefs, where if you're an entrepreneur, you can read this thing and say, oh, they came up with something that does this. I could use it to solve a problem over here in materials packaging or new welding approaches or new whatever. And you start getting that gain, because without a technology incubator, the United States is never going to recover. And that's just absolutely the truth here. And I'm finding it very, very strange that Ed is concerned about $1 billion going to NASA and to Mars compared to the almost $100 trillion borrowed on the American people's credit and poured all over Wall Street to save them from their mortgage-backed security fraud. And we're now out of the woods because we're getting more and more indications that Greece is ready to collapse. Britain's talking about leaving the euro. When Europe falls apart, something like $90 trillion in credit default swaps will come due. They were all sold, most of them by Wall Street. They don't have the cash reserves to pay it. The reality is, if all the derivatives come true, there isn't enough money on planet Earth to pay for all these credit default swaps that were sold and all these derivatives. It's an absolute nightmare. It's purely on paper. And at some point, we're going to have a government with the courage to stand up and say, you know something, this is just paper. It isn't real. Banking is a religion. They create an arbitrary set of rules that serves their own interests. We are taught to believe that this is the way life is supposed to be. And we spend our lives in slavery. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after this break.
Are you again?